Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
97.1 FM Talk. Podcast.
Name the movie, Sue Thomas and Fred. I don't think Alex will be able to do it, but we'll see. Alex Rich from Y98 swinging in here on a Wednesday afternoon. Do you know this one?
I don't know.
Really?
That's an awesome intro to it. Yeah. It makes you think you're going to listen to a good show.
Yeah. It is. It's you really know? With the horns coming in. Well, that's
God,
actually.
Is that special for me just now?
No, it wasn't. But it is a really cool intro, right? That is actually, it's a song written, I think, in 1968 by Taj Mahal, but this is from the Blues Brothers movie. In 1980, so that is Jake and Elwood Blues. And I bring it up because I don't even know what it was a couple of weeks ago, and this probably happens to you guys every once in a while or people in the audience. Oops, the song cut off. I should have been paying more attention there. I just got into a Blues Brothers mode with the music, and then I watched the entire movie again, and the movie is so damn good. Now, have you guys seen, I'm assuming, Sue, have you never seen the Blues Brothers?
I have seen pieces of it, but I don't think I've ever seen the whole thing.
Really?
All at one sitting.
Alex, have you ever seen it?
I've seen the Blues Brothers. It's a great movie.
Fred, you've seen it, right?
Seen it. Yeah.
Here's what I would say. I think it holds up exceptionally well. I mean, Dan Aykroyd as Elwood, in obviously Belushi Left the Planet many years ago, he's great too, but the energy that he brings and some of the choreography in this movie, don't forget, you got John Candy in here, Cap Calloway.
You got Aretha Franklin.
You know what?
Oh,
that might be one of the best movies of, do I dare say, all time? The Blues Brothers?
Look, I'm going to put it in the upper-tier category. Aretha's so good with
this
song,
awesome.
Right? Sassy in that cafeteria, the cafe scene, right?
Think about it.
James Brown is in the movie. Ray Charles. Carrie
James
Fisher
Brown.
Plays John Belushi's girlfriend. And, you know, then you got all these great musicians like Steve Cropper and Donald Duck Dunn. And, you know, the guys that they recruited for the band were real musicians. Paul Rubens is in that movie as well. But the music is just so good.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. And we would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community.
So you remember what happened there. You had the Nazis in Skokie that were demonstrating. And then you had the cops that were after them. So the Nazis were chasing them down. The cops were chasing them down. They're all in that room in the hotel ballroom. And Elwood and Jake just start singing music, right?
Everybody.
So there is my musical and movie recommendation. Just the soundtrack in and of itself. And I'm not even playing all the songs because there's so many. It's just such great music. The horns are awesome. The movie is even better, maybe. And I've probably seen that movie 7 or 8 times, but it was even better than I think I remember. I
love when that happens.
And it's an R-rated movie, but I would say, you know, it's only some F-bombs, etc.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
as opposed to...
I'm a little shocked you haven't seen the whole movie, Sue. I can't get over that.
I think I haven't
seen it. Seems like a very Sue Thomas movie, right?
I don't know.
No, Sue, what I would say about the R rating is that I would make a case that there are movies in the early 1980s. Stand By Me is one that comes to mind. That was an R-rated movie. Today would be PG-13.
Oh, for sure. Right? That one
So
would.
Some of the standards have changed.
Yeah, that's fair.
Just because of that. But I had to throw a little shout out for the Blues Brothers because I did get into such a mood on that. Let's do this here this afternoon, of course.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No. And now, Sue's News. Sponsored by Mr. Appliance. Speedy expert service. MrAppliance.com.
On this day in history, 60 years ago, that's in 1964, Fred.
Okay.
Ford unveiled its newest model, the Mustang. And I went back to pull out the audio from the commercial, but it was terrible. It was the most boring commercial. You would really? Think, oh, this is going to be great. No, it was a guy just walking out to the... It wasn't good. But anyway, the Mustang, much beloved, is 60 years old today. And this has some music because 51 years ago, in 1973, the Eagles released their second album.
It's another tequila sunrise, staring slowly across the sky. Said goodbye.
1973, and this album was Desperado, but that has no intro, so I did not play it. And that is Tequila Sunrise, 1973, The Eagles. That's pretty cool. I can't believe that was 51 years ago. And this one is incredible, and it does have a zero intro. But I'm going to mention it first, and then, Mark, you can hit it when you like. Journey's Greatest Hits album just hit 800 weeks on the Billboard 200 chart. That's 15 years and almost 4 months. The album first debuted on the charts in December of 1988. Only two others have done this. Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon in 2012 reached it, and Bob Marley's Legend did it last September. But a shout out to Journey.
Yeah, that's good stuff. That's an interesting little tidbit,
isn't it?
I don't know that I would have expected that, but they did have a ton of hits. There's no doubt about that. I still kind of, you know, long for the Steve Perry reunion, which is probably never going to happen.
No, it isn't.
And that dude that sings is pretty good.
Yeah, I can't think of his name.
From the Philippines. They made Alex, you ever see that documentary on that guy?
I never
pretty
did.
Good. He, you know, they kind of plucked him out of
it. Is it like a sound alike sort of
thing? Oh, yeah.
Oh, like it's.
Yeah.
Some people for a little bit were saying he was better than, you know.
Yeah, but well, I've heard that before. Arnel Pineda is his.
They found him on YouTube?
Really, or? Yeah, they found him on YouTube.
Yeah.
He's more of a, an impressionist almost, but you know what I mean. He's just doing what. Had already been done. Let's say that. And
my picture of Neil Sean comes up on my iPad every once in a while when I was backstage and we're hanging out. So that was I'm telling you, that was such a crazy thing because he invited me in. And this is what, you know, I told you that there's disagreements in the band because of politics. And some of this relates to Trump and everything.
Oh, so, wow.
And Neil Sean is not on the Trump side.
I noticed. So you know. That they like money and have managed to stay together.
Well, that's what happens,
yes.
Right? They can.
Mm hmm. Well, 800 weeks on the chart is pretty impressive. Here are the top 5 longest charting albums. Dark Side of the Moon by Pink Floyd was on the top 200 for 989 weeks. Legend by Bob Marley, 830 weeks, and now Journey at 800 with Greatest Hits. Number 4, did anybody get another guess what else would be up there that high? I've got 2 more in the top 5.
Well, maybe something by Michael Jackson.
Yeah,
you would think.
I would think that.
No.
No?
Number 4 is Metallica.
Oh.
747 weeks. This is the Black Album. And number 5 is Creedence Clearwater Revival.
So do you know, here's a legitimate question.
I wouldn't pick that.
I wouldn't
either. How do they do this? Because if you go back in the day, and I think you even gave us the definition of top 40 this week.
We did, yeah.
Right. So if you go back in the day, and I don't know what the formula was, but it was a formula for Billboard in particular, mm-hmm. where it was airplay and sales, right? Mm-hmm. So I think they had some sort of figure that they used. So what did they use? Because people don't buy music. So how did they determine that?
I guess it's by streaming. That would be my guess, but I don't actually know that. It would almost have to be. And if you want to, you could just go back on there and play that. That's probably it. But yep, that's pretty impressive. All right, fantastic news. It's National Banana Day. Uh-huh. Celebrate by enjoying this delicious, you know that the banana is a berry. Yeah, anyone?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, what?
It's in the berry family?
It is. In fact, bananas are botanically berries. Because they grow from a flower with a single ovary and also contain seeds. But all berries are fruits. In a recent poll on bananas, 29% of Americans say they like to eat bananas, quote, when they're at least partially green. Abby.
Yeah, you know, I'm kind of with that. I like it.
I am too.
It's a texture thing. I don't like it when they get too mushy.
But green you go for, yeah. Fred?
Oh, not at all.
Fred's not doing anything out of the ordinary.
I tread between the green, like, you know. It's got
right
to
on the fine line.
It's a fine line.
It is a
the
fine line.
The last few hours of, of the green.
Yes. Yeah.
Because
yes.
a little bit of green gives you a rather firm banana.
Yes.
Sounds dirty, but it does. And then if you get too far on the other side, it's too mushy for me.
But you know, I have been surprised lately because usually I'll do, I don't know about you guys, but I usually do, like, if I'm doing maybe a snack in the evening,
mm-hmm.
if it's not like ice cream or something delicious like that, bowl of cereal with some banana cut up into it.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I've recently discovered, not all the time, if it's all got brown on the outside, is the inside banana going to be that bad. I've had some good ones lately. Truly.
Well, you can make banana bread with the older
Well,
bananas.
They got to get really old for good banana bread,
really?
But I'm with you on that. 29% of Americans say they eat it with partially green. 6% prefer bananas to be mostly green. No.
I would reject that.
Green.
And about 50% of people like to time it so they're eating a banana when it's perfectly yellow, just as we were saying. It's almost an hourly countdown until that happens. Bananas are the most purchased item in the produce department. They are among the most popular items in the supermarket overall. Okay, it goes bread, eggs, meat, milk, coffee, bananas.
Well, one thing in the favor of bananas, I would say, is they're still cheap.
Yeah, true.
Right? So I waste too many bananas. Probably.
I was going to say they got to be the most wasted produce,
right?
As
exactly.
Well, right?
But we don't care because the crowd cared, though. I don't know if you heard the crowd
did.
But because they're so inexpensive for the most part, I think people don't mind if you have a couple that you got to toss out.
True, and you know how they have them now at the right before you check out. You can always see, you know, they figure that out
on the way out.
Bananas are the top impulse produce purchase.
I always thought the ones near the register weren't as good.
Yeah, but they say that since it's an impulse, people will grab them, and that's why they put the older ones there. Thinking, okay, well, yeah, people have the impulse to do it. And in a related story, 30% of Americans describe themselves as late-night snackers. I think that, Reardon, that is you, 100%.
Mm. Yes.
And most of you people are not reaching for celery. Recent study found 60% of Americans regularly eat after 9 p.m.
Yeah.
Do you, Fred?
Only if I'm trying to stay awake, like for a West Coast baseball game.
That's when
I'll
snack?
Eat to stay awake.
I really don't let time of the day affect when I'm eating. I'm hungry
about you,
when
Mark?
I sometimes don't eat until after 9:30, it seems, these days. I'll get home, and then I'll be busy with Alexa or whatever, and then all of a sudden I'll say, okay, maybe I need to eat something.
What would you say is the latest in the day you'll drink a Diet Coke?
That's a good question.
That's usually cut off right after I'm nursing one right now, and that's the last one of the day. And by the time I won't crack it, well, sometimes Abby knows I crack another, depends the mood, but usually around this time or six.
Huh, interesting. Bed, unfortunately, is the preferred late night snacking location for 44% of us, especially if you're young. The youngster, please.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No.
No.
And no. 58% of adults under 25 said it's their number one. No, that's it. They will grow out of that. And the three favorite late night snacks, cookies, ice cream, and chips.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That sums it up.
I'm telling you, I'd put a bowl of cereal up there as well.
Look, Alex, I'm going to kind of, you know, lock in with you here on some presents with that, because I'll do a waffle. Some pancakes late at night are pretty good. Even those I buy those little frozen pancakes that are generic at Walmart or whatever, and they
frozen
come three in a pack.
Frozen pancakes are good?
Yeah.
How do you cook them?
You microwave them and you put a ton of butter and syrup. No, I'm telling you. All right, you want to do a pancake test?
Do they get
you
rubbery?
You want to do a pancake test here in the studio?
Bring it in.
I'll throw down with you.
Will ya? I'm not eating grains.
You'd be surprised how they're fine.
We'll see if you can tell the difference.
I'll eat for you. So.
Between a fresh
all right, thanks, Fred. Fred will eat for me. They don't get rubbery? Or do you eat them too fast?
Oh, maybe, but I mean, I'm putting about a quarter stick of butter and I don't know how much syrup on those things, too, so maybe anything would taste good. It's like Will Ferrell in that scene from Elf.
Did you know there's a Naked Gun remake in the works? Pamela Anderson has joined the cast. Liam Neeson is taking over the role of Lieutenant Frank Drebin, who was played by Leslie Nielsen on the three originals. Pam will be playing the love interest, who was played by Priscilla Presley back in the day. Her character was named Jane Spencer. We're not clear on what Pamela Anderson's character will be named. But the new Naked Gun is scheduled to hit theaters in July of 2025. Mm. I was amused by the other one.
I love it.
You know?
I love it.
It has me laugh every time.
There was a time, and I don't know if they ever, you know, paid attention after this, but there was one time when the kids, my adult kids, were in their teens, and Airplane came on. And they just thought it was the funniest damn thing.
Because it's funny. Yeah.
That's my favorite movie of all time.
Yes, it's just hilarious. Sue's News is brought to you by Mr. Appliance. They really give you speedy expert service. If you're in need of appliance repair, go to MrAppliance.com. Finally, at Sue's News, we have today's random fact. All right, I'm going with this one. The screenwriter who wrote Castaway with Tom Hanks spent a week alone on a deserted island for research, and a volleyball washed up on the shore, which is where he got the idea for Wilson.
I love that.
And that's it for Sue's News.
And that makes sense, doesn't
it? It does,
totally. That's a movie I've never gone back to watch again. No, I'm being serious. I don't know if it would hold up, but I remember it making an impression at the time. And we all remember Wilson. There's no doubt about that. All right, Alex is going to hang out. We got some stuff here. There's an interesting story that's getting a lot of attention about Caitlin Clark because she was just drafted into the WNBA, and her salary is a question mark because she doesn't make enough money. We'll get to that coming up.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Hey, we have Aerosmith tickets to give away. They're coming back to St. Louis Enterprise Center in October. Tickets to give away before the end of this hour. Sue is here, the Hall of Famer Fred Bottomer, Alex Rich from Y98. kind of weighing in here. Have you, Alex, you were, as we often say, you were a collegiate athlete. You played baseball at Indiana. So you have friends that are professional basketball players. But you have maybe heard the story in the aftermath of Caitlin Clark being drafted number one.
Oh, yeah.
And the dispute over salaries. Right?
Absolutely.
So I didn't know how much WNBA players made, and I guess I thought when I heard her her number from the other day, what was it, 330 or something like that?
338
I thought that was, I really did think that was annual.
Oh, no.
But it's not, right?
No.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you thought it was million.
No, no, no. What I thought she was making $330 a year, but she's making, it's a five-year deal or whatever,
which,
so she's making $75.
$330 would be... I would still, even for the number one draft overall, still think is pretty low.
It is. However, you have to consider, and I'm not saying that these aren't players that deserve more. By the way, Jackie Young with the Las Vegas Aces, and I think they won the championship a couple years ago, she makes $250,000. Seattle has Jewel Lloyd, $245,000. So there's several players who are up in that category. You know, they obviously structure the salaries a lot different than they do. I don't know if they have a signing bonus or anything like that, but obviously people in the NFL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, less so, because you know, you are giving some of those guys drafted high signing bonuses, right? But there are tiers to these. It's pretty much, you know, the agents have it figured out now with the teams that if you're drafted in this position, for the most part, you're going to make this much money.
No doubt.
So this is, now I haven't heard all of this, but we had Kenny Wallace on the show yesterday. He weighed in on this. Another professional athlete, NASCAR driver, knows a lot of athletes. Here's what he said.
The WNBA ladies only make $75,000 a year. Then pay them. What are you complaining to me about? Why are you putting it all over the news? You've been doing it for years. Pay the ladies. Why aren't you paying them? Oh, I get it. Because nobody will watch the games. All right, all I am is a realist, okay? My message to the WNBA, they're the ones that pay them, right? So the ladies pay the ladies. The ladies, it's the ladies' association, right? Then pay them.
I think I understand his point. And, you know, you could probably make the case that the WNBA doesn't have, well, you can make the case. You can look at the numbers. They have nowhere near the ratings that some of the other leagues do. Now, I don't know how they work the salary structure. To me, that does seem low for Caitlin Clark. Now, on the other hand, she's going to make what? $20 to $50 million on endorsements, right? Yeah.
So I'm looking at online here, the average athlete compensation by gender for basketball men in the NBA, it's $10 million.
But you guys,
is the average.
It's,
and
because
for women,
of, I mean,
it's
that's
$115,000.
Well, the teams aren't making, I mean, the teams realistically aren't making as much money.
Right.
Because of the viewership.
Correct.
Right.
I mean, if more people watched, and maybe the fact that Caitlin Clark is now in it will up viewership, and I think it might,
well,
actually.
You know, you would think that that is something that they would take into consideration, right? Now that Caitlin Clark, I think, has brought a ton of attention to women's basketball. I think they need to figure out how to basically see the revenue that Caitlin Clark herself is bringing to the WNBA and the you know, the recognition that she's bringing to the WNBA. I would be curious to see, since Caitlin Clark and the draft, what really the viewership looked like before. And even last year's draft, right? How many people watched this year because of Caitlin Clark? Like, I know I was kind of curious to make sure, like,
that
was
she
100% going to go number one overall? Because sometimes that's not always the case, you know? It's, they'll throw somebody random in there at the top that you don't think is necessarily going to go. But I would be seriously curious what the ratings were last year to this year.
Yeah, well, it will be.
I think the more important question would be, what are they going to be next year when she's in the league?
Uh-huh.
But, you know, I think you can make a case that they are undercompensated from the ratings perspective. I looked here, and their NBA games aren't drawn 5-6 million, right?
No,
they're not NFL
no.
games. They averaged about 500,000. The finals in the WNBA, the most recent, I don't know, I think those come over the summer, averaged 728,000 viewers across ABC and ESPN. That's the highest in 20 years. So I probably can make a case just based on that, but there's a lot more that goes into this because you have ticket sales,
exactly.
You have merchandise, you have all these things that are put into a package when it comes to a salary for a professional athlete.
And if nobody's buying all that, and they can't just make money appear and then pay these women.
Right.
You know,
so if we watch more, then
look at what it is for soccer players. The average female soccer player for the National Women's Soccer League is $54,000.
Yeah, it's not the, even the highest paid player on City, I think, is Roman Berkey, well, and he's making just over $1 million.
Yeah, it's the average like City player, the average soccer men's player makes $500,000. Yeah.
To me, it's just how the market works. When more people watch and buy your stuff and buy tickets and view, the more you can pay and the more it will. But that's not happening right now. But I think she's going to change it.
Yeah, the best thing that can happen to the WNBA, and I think they have been growing in audience, which is a good thing. You don't want to move in the other direction. And Caitlin Clark is going to probably vault them into a different position. Then you have the opportunity with TV deals. Don't forget, the other thing about this is, and you know, this gets into the weeds a little bit, but a lot of this is based on the television deals that they struck, right? Well, you can strike a new deal, and you can ask for more rights from the ABC. ESPN has to pay the WNBA to air those games, right? And they, in return, can sell advertising. Same thing what happens with the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. But you, if you get the ratings up there, the revenues up there, well, then you can absolutely charge more for rights. You can charge more for advertising in turn. It will be interesting to see.
It
because
will.
Is it going to be kind of a blip because Caitlin Clark has so much attention, or will that build an audience? I will say this.
I
used to be a big... I used to make fun of it a lot. I've watched some women's games outside of what happened with Caitlin Clark that have been very entertaining, and I can tune into the WNBA every once in a while when there's a good game because I've seen some good competition.
Yeah. Oh, good. So, all right.
It's not going to be on the first on my list, but
oh, that's
it,
fair.
It might be, this is terrible to say, it might be above soccer just because I'm not the biggest soccer guy. That's just me. I got to take a break. Let's take a break. Otherwise, I'm going to get in trouble here with the clock. So we'll come back. We got Aerosmith tickets to give away coming up.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, I got Aerosmith tickets up for grabs right now. If you are caller number 6 on our contest line, which is 314-241-9797, Abby's going to take your call. If you're caller number 5, you are a winner there. Aerosmith's coming back to St. Louis Enterprise Center in October. You can buy tickets to the show right now at Ticketmaster.com. We have more tickets to give away tomorrow and Friday as well. Sue just gave me some news that is a little disturbing. I don't know the details. Please tell me.
An article has airline experts saying that reclining seats on airplanes is in the process of being phased out for good.
Love it. I love it.
Now, here's the catch, though, Alex.
I love it.
Why do you love it?
Because
there's a catch, though.
There's probably
Hang on,
some
let's
catch.
Let's hear the catch.
Let's hear the catch.
It's only for economy class. Economy
well, that
class,
makes sense, though. Yeah.
But there are multiple reasons. The main one are the seats that don't recline are lighter, so it cuts down on fuel costs, and they don't need mechanical parts, which means less maintenance, so you can kind of see where they're going.
Mm-hmm.
And the catch is some of them may go back a little, but instead of 4 inches, they'll only go 2.
Yeah,
okay.
I like them limiting it.
I'm okay with a compromise. Let me just say this, because I am a recliner. And this has been a topic I've talked about for decades, right?
Right.
But I don't need to go all the way back. I have made an effort to not go all the way back, believe it or not, because I'm not trying to interfere with the person behind me. I'm just trying to get comfortable.
Yeah.
And I don't want to sit in the exit rows because I like a little reclining. So 2 inches is going to do it for me.
Are you reclining as soon as you sit down in that chair? Or as soon
as
you're allowed to recline?
As soon as I'm allowed to, sure.
You
but
recline
again,
right away.
I just go, yes.
Every time?
You know why?
No matter the
Because
circumstance.
It allows me to, and I paid for a ticket that allows me to recline. But I'm not jamming that thing back into someone's, you know, knees or something like that. I try to be, and I really have made an effort to not go back as far as they allow you because I know that this is controversial.
Well, I've never reclined.
Never.
Never?
It's because you're too nice, Fred.
Yeah, you are too nice.
But unless you have a very tiny little person behind you,
yeah,
I think it's incredibly rude to recline. Mm.
I will do just so I can get my head in.
Incredibly rude in what sense?
If it's a larger person behind you or some, I mean, it's already pretty limited as is.
Is Martin. That my fault?
I would say as the recliner.
Then you got to consider the recliner.
You have to consider the recliner behind you.
Yes. I would agree. Let's play this out, Mr. Logic. Do I have to consider the person next to me that weighs 275 pounds when his arms or her arms are on my armrest and into my space too, because they're large?
Maybe in that instance you're paying a little bit more to board the plane early so that you're not in that position.
I really do feel badly for the. I mean, if you're super tall, and I'm certainly not. It's tough. I get that. I do understand.
It really is. Reclining seats spark so many issues, and I guess flight attendants, there's spilled drinks, damaged electronics. The movement has started. Budget airlines have planes with upright, quote, pre-reclined seats, and newer planes have reduced it to the 2 inches. So even if this does end up happening, there are no immediate plans. I mean, they're not going to go fix all the other ones. So we'll see. Fred, would you go back 2 inches? No.
No.
See, I think that's considerate.
Well, but I think that some people are...
I'm okay with them doing 2 inches.
Well, I'm going to use maybe my dad's listening right now up in Chicago.
Two inches is a lot of inches, Mark. Am I right?
I'm not going to comment on that.
I would just let that go.
I'm going to ask you guys about your driving habits, right? So, you know, if I would get into my mom and dad's car, if I had to pull it out of the driveway when they're here or something like that, that thing is like up to
the seat.
No reclining whatsoever, right? And that's probably, maybe that would be the recommended way because it's good for your posture. But that's, when I drive, I have a little reclining in my car as well. Now, not everybody likes that. So my position on the airplanes is, why would they allow you to recline if you are not allowed to recline? They allow you to recline because it's more comfortable for you to be in that position. I don't want to be, you know, not acknowledging people who have challenges if they're behind me, but I pay for the damn ticket too.
So you just don't care what the person behind you, because it's your right to recline.
Yeah, maybe.
Mm. Yeah, I think that's what you're saying.
But I'm not saying I don't care, because I'm telling you that I'm sensitive to the fact that that's behind me.
If it's a larger person that reaches around and says, excuse me.
Right.
You're leaning back an awful lot.
Or.
Do you mind? Yeah. Are you gonna?
I would move it forward. I would.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or would you ask the person behind you, hey, do you mind if I recline?
Yeah, I like that gesture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'd probably say, I mind.
Right, and that's not a bad tack, but that's why I mean, I'm telling you, you guys have, everybody's guilted me into this over the last 20 years because I like to recline, but I press that little button and I just kind of push it back a little and then I'm good.
Okay, you just have to watch out who's back there, which is not what you're saying.
Let me say what the person behind me doesn't do, all right? If you want to talk about this, Alex, you fly. The person behind me, when they grab the top of my chair because they have to go to the lavatory, and then all of a sudden, if I'm reclining or I'm not reclining, my head goes back.
Yeah.
Oh, that's tough.
Well, that's something that people
do
don't
that.
Think
they
about
don't
it.
Think about
you
it.
Don't even imagine if you have hair. I'm just saying, you do have hair, but I mean anything like that. Anybody with female hair, you get pulled back.
Yes.
So there's stuff that can happen on a plane. We're just all trying to get along.
You know, I was on the plane over the weekend and someone's foot popped out underneath my.
Like a bare foot?
Oh.
Underneath my chair.
That's a long leg.
It's a long leg.
Wow.
A bare foot, though?
And
not
that
wait,
person
did
was
have
probably
a...
glad I wasn't reclining.
Soccer shoe or not?
It had a shoe on.
Okay. Well, all right.
But what do you know? It's under my seat. Do
it
I give it a little,
a shoe on.
Give it a little tap?
I think you
tie
do.
The shoes together?
Hey, what my friend Jeannie Sullivan said, don't let them bully you about those reclining seats. I'm with you. Thank you very much.
Boy.
I appreciate the
Don't sit behind Mark on an airplane.
Yep. Note to self.
Or really next to him or anywhere near him.
That's actually a good rule, Alex. It really is. Well, we've talked about this in terms of, you know, people giving up their seats and being asked to do that or switching out for the middle seat, and that's not something I would do. Since we're making observations about things, this is just the dumbest thing, but I just want to include it here because my daughter had volleyball last night. She's swimming, and she has volleyball. She's got games on Saturday. So I've gone to, and I know there's got to be parents that can relate. Did you play volleyball when you were younger?
I love volleyball.
I do, too, but did you play when you were a kid? Do you remember?
I don't remember
that even being an
Maybe
option.
No, not when I was a kid.
Right.
No.
So, but here's what's funny. And there's nothing apparently you can do about it as a parent or a coach. But these kids are, now she was 8 years old last year, she's nine now. So these are 8 and 9 year olds basically. So when they serve, and if you get the side out, and the next team, you know, then the serve goes to the other side, they never rotate. They never rotate, and they never know to throw the ball under the net to the other team.
Oh, that's so,
and
I'm cute.
Not, when I say never, I mean, like, they never do it. So you're sitting there, and this is the second year
where
all the parents are on the benches, and the guy, you know, that's on the ladder by the net calls the point.
The ref.
And, right, yeah. I guess that's the ref, the official. And then all you got to do is throw that ball under to the other team. But they never, ever
they
know
don't
how
wanna
to do
that. They don't want to give up
the
ball,
it's both teams do it all the time, that's and funny. All the parents kind of sit there saying, okay, Hey, give it up to them, because you're sitting there through these games and it's
maybe
just
they
one
don't
of those...
get it yet, the whole thing, right?
Well, no, they don't get it. That's why, what I'm mean, telling you. But you, how hard is that to figure
they
out?
Learn. They,
that's
know.
What I mean. Why are we not? Maybe, I don't know. That's odd.
But I'm telling you, Sue, if you would, this may not sound like a big deal, but if you go to a kids'
nuts.
Volleyball game and every time, I mean, they score every time there's a point and they flip it around and then the kids are like, whoa.
So bizarre that entire teams do that. You'd think somebody on the team would think, hey.
That is maybe perhaps my entire point, that someone would say, but there's no team member that says, give it to the other team. It's time for them to serve.
Anyway, so that
maybe
explains,
Alexa needs to be that person.
That explains the text I got from you the other day. Kids volleyball is so frustrating.
I think I was at, well, and what I do this to Fred every once in a while, and I'll send him texts at random times. I'll say, this is what I want to talk about. I'll usually just put a couple of words because I don't want you to know much about it, and then I want to do it right on the air. But I did, I think I sent that from a game right, because I'm sitting there thinking, oh, man, they.
It's kind of like playing golf with Mark.
Okay, well, thank you, Alex Rich, for swinging by. Good to see you on a Wednesday afternoon. We got a few more things coming up here in the next hour. We're going to talk a little bit more about Whitey Herzog with my friend Joe Arnold, who is a longtime Louisville broadcaster, but he grew up on the the East Side, and even mentioned yesterday to me, I think I pointed this out with Cusimano, that Whitey's, he grew up over on the East Side, and that brought a lot of Cardinals fans to maybe an area where maybe they would mind Cubs fans. I don't know, but Joe's got some great thoughts on Whitey Herzog. Did we end up with, have you heard about Jonte Porter, Alex?
I have not.
Okay, this is incredible. So Michael Porter Jr. was a huge, huge recruit for the University of Missouri. He didn't play very long. He got injured. It was a big debacle. He's in the NBA. He's literally one of the better players right now in the NBA. Maybe. I haven't tracked him.
He's good.
Yeah, he's good. Jonte, his brother, has been in the G League in the NBA, which is kind of like a developmental league, but he's also been on the Toronto Raptors. He's now been banned permanently from the league over these betting allegations. And the details are really interesting because they say the investigation remains open. They launched this investigation just to kind of break it down. They say they found that Jonte Porter revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of a game on March 20th against the Sacramento Kings. Another bettor privy to that information placed an $80,000 same-game parlay bet that featured unders on Porter's statistics. In other words, if Jonte Porter's going to score 10 points, that's the over-under. You can pick under 10 points or over 10 points in these bets. That particular bet would have won $1.1 million. It did not pay out. They had, some software that determined that there were some irregularities, but he was doing some things here, I think, a lot more than anyone knew.
Wow.
And this becomes a big issue for sports overall.
Yeah.
Because these are the things that we've always been worried about when it comes to allowing gambling in. And you'd be hard pressed, and I support it, right? But you'd be hard pressed to convince me that there's not more of this going on, which is exactly
why
you want to crack down in a situation like this with Jonte Porter and say, hey, we're not going to suspend you for a few games.
Bye-bye.
You're done. Mm-hmm. Alex Gold, who is with Kansas City 610 Sports Radio, has been really good on some of these sports wagering stuff. He's going to weigh in on this because I think it has major implications for all these other leagues, and we're going to talk about it coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.